So, Jonathan, let's begin by explaining what Building on Hope is.
Building on Hope is an organization that was started in 2009 by a small group of individuals that have come together to help and support the nonprofit sector with capital improvements.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the organizations that Building on Hope has worked with. What other organizations have you done projects for like that?
Well, the first project was the Kroll House with Easter Steals. The second project in 2012 was for Girls Inc. on the west side of Manchester. And then this past spring, May of 2014, we did an organization called Opportunity Networks in Amherst, Nashua. So the Girls Inc. was a renovation of a church building that they had owned for about 10 years. All of these nonprofits operate on a shoestring. They provide wonderful services, but they don't have money to reinvest in the capital, the infrastructure that they have, and that's where this is life changing for them. Girls Inc. Got a renovation. The facility actually did a kitchen and it was a soup kitchen as well in the evening for most of the families that the kids that attended there during the day. We did a big classroom space and a library and playground in the backyard, and we re-roofed the building. It's just an amazing transformation, and it blows people away in terms of the amount of outreach and the amount of response that we get from contractors and subs and the whole construction industry.
How does Building on Hope solicit material donations and recruit their volunteers?
It is entirely relationship-based. It's me picking up the phone and saying, I need help. So we've done three projects. Most of the large general contractors in the state have at one point or another stepped up. What we do is we start about 6 months prior to the build. May is the month that we talk about doing it, and we do it every other year. And we'll start with the original 10, and by the time we get to May, there's 250 people in the room for an hour every Friday morning.
Wow.
And it just builds on momentum.
And imagine it's been building through each project, too.
You're
starting with a bigger base.
Yeah. The issue that we're here to talk about this morning is the next project. We're actually in the throes of trying to find that next project.
I'm guessing there is significant need, and many nonprofits seek renovations. What are the criteria for selecting a project?
Well, in the past, we've done applications, and we've looked to, what kind of board structure that they have. Do they have the resources to support this? And that was a very daunting task for them to put together. So what we're doing this year is we're asking the nonprofits to write a letter from their heart to explain what the difference would be if Building on Hope came in and transformed their physical accommodations.
I imagine it's a big catalyst for the organization itself. When they have this kind of refreshed facility, there must be kind of a renewal of energy in their organization.
Oh, absolutely. It's just been transforming altogether.
So how can a nonprofit group get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us would be to go to the website. That's buildingonhope.com. You can either contact myself or Karen Vanderbeeken, my co-chair with Easter Seals. And what we're looking for is a letter that speaks from the heart in terms of what it would mean to you if Building on Hope came in and did this for you.
Jonathan Hale from Building on Hope, thanks so much for your time today.
Take care.